What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Lucasfilm and Disney Plus, presenting an all-new Star Wars series, The Acolyte. Stream the 2-episode premiere June 4th and witness an investigation into a shocking crime spree where secrets will emerge and no one is safe from the truth. The Acolyte, 2-episode premiere, streaming June 4th only on Disney Plus.
First of many. This is episode one. We are wiping the whole slate clean. This is episode one in the new house. I'm going to warn you right now. There's going to be a lot of noise. This contractor's still here working, so audio, we'll see. Backdrop is getting there. Hopefully we can get a little piece of this in there, Ronick, at some point.
Just to be clear, are we recording? Is this the podcast?
We're recording. That was the start of the podcast, yes.
Welcome!
Oh, did you want
to
add that?
To the new home, to the house that no one sees.
I'm very curious about the contractor. They could probably hear some of this. Like, what's this kid doing? He's in the closet in the back of the house.
Why does he keep bad-mouthing us about the house that we're building for?
He said he does the same with his friend, and all he does is make fun of his friend on a camera. Anyways,
you're not going to do that, though, right?
I would never do that. It's December 6th. We're also not going to do any banter. So go ahead, write to your favorite 2 words.
Introduction. Review.
You just thought skip.
What? You keep pushing the button, and I just go to the next one. Wait, I want to banter for a second. How was your weekend?
No. Hold on. I want to go right to NFL Big Picture with Indy's thing, and then we'll go banter. Bill, you're welcome.
To you.
That was under 2 minutes of banter. We're going right to NFL. Then we'll get to it. Go.
You know how people don't want that, but fine. For this episode only. For
I don't
want to
banter this. First time ever having this chair on wooden floors. I no rug. I'm
Stop
sliding all over
bantering.
The place. I can't find the microphone. I'm slip sliding this. Away. So go ahead. My
what
wife's
do we call
out
it
there
again?
Yelling.
Review?
Big.
No. I got to do the breakdown. The rundown.
There you
Ooh,
go. Rundown.
I almost lost it. Guys, it's Monday. Thank you so much for joining Sports Cards Nonsense. Today, we're going to do a little bit of NFL Weekend Review. We're going to do a little sidestep instead of focusing mainly on QBs. We're going to do a little non-QB player card action, what guys have been moving. We're going to go over to a little bit of release day points. There's a lot of releases, is there not, Mike?
You One of the biggest weeks of the about? Year. Baseball, basketball, football. Huge week. Huge. Is how you spell that.
There's a lot of U's and G's in there. That's really exciting, Mike. Further in the rundown, recent pickups. We're going to talk about a new display for your cards. It's actually pretty cool. And then we're going to talk about mailbag.
I'm excited.
With that being said, let's get into big picture.
Go. Here we go. No delay today.
Ronick, is there any audio with any of those? Like, do I have a sound effect or like a boing? Or
don't tell him. Just add it. Perfect.
He's going to do it.
Oh, he unmuted for a second. He was thinking about it.
Who's going to?
Ronick, go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
I don't have any sound effects, but I can add them if you want.
Oh,
good
my.
News, Ronick.
You when can we build add this, a sound effect?
Hey, Ronick, I've already been told when we build out the studio, Jesse's soundboard will be built right into the recording. So the SD card we send you, we're doing our own sound effects now.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God. He's going to. He hates it so much.
All right, go back to your kale salad. We're done here. Never mind. He doesn't
care. Ronick's eating a kale salad, everyone, and he loves it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Big picture. NFL. Let's talk a little bit about someone who's not a quarterback. How about that? I asked Indy to put together this specifically because I don't know. We talk about quarterbacks every week. And we will have to talk about at least a couple. But before we get into that, let's talk Justin Jefferson to start us off. How about that? Are you familiar with Justin? He is JJ. What position does he play?
He's a wide receiver.
Oh my sweetheart. Goodness.
We talked about him with Bill on the other day when you were asleep on the show.
Just making sure you're there. All right.
Okay.
Indy pulled up a 2020 silver PSA 10, very low pop count. However, guys, all of these cards, most of them are base. In fact, this is all just to give you a general idea of, should I be looking at this guy because there's movement? There may not be able to pull up on Card Ladder, but you can at least get an idea of, hey, should I be going after him? All right. Justin Jefferson, his card, 2020 silver PSA 10, sold on November 21st, $475 as of a couple days ago. October 17th sold for $475. As of a few days ago, sold for $535. Justin Jefferson definitely moving up. He's got 78 catches, 1,200 receiving yards.
Talent is not an issue. Skill, not an issue. His team, they're 5-7. When you lose to the Lions, that tells me all I need to know about how much. I don't think he's a bad buy. This has to be an investment play, though. I shouldn't say investment. If you're a Justin Jefferson fan, I think he could. I mean, he's on a trajectory to go. Again, it's been a year and a half. Like, could be an all-time great. He looks unbelievable. Can he stay healthy? It's a question with everybody, so I can't fault him for that. So far, he has. And then, if that's the case, then if you get in now with the pricing, it's cheap no matter what, right? Because in 10 years, he's had an unbelievable career. He's great. So if you're just like a JJ fan, or you like the Vikings, I think now is a good time to buy. But if you're looking for a short-term play, I don't think there's anything there. I don't think they're making the playoffs. So I don't know what else he does this year. Even if he has just a historically statistical, unbelievable season, I don't know how much it bumps his pricing as it gets to the end of the year here.
Well, and he's fairly young. I mean, he should have like a longer career. Oh, he's a
kid, second year.
Yeah, so he's got some time.
That's what I mean. He could be an all-time great.
Yeah.
If you believe that, now's the time to get into his stuff. Again, nothing base. Silver or better with prism, mosaic. I'm going pink camo, numbered stuff only, or autographs, of course, too. But great value. And I think there's value there because I think 5 years from now, we think more of non QBs than we do now for pricing. So I like JJ.
Next guy is 49ers Debo Samuel. I don't remember us even talking about this guy, but apparently 56 catches, 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns, 230 rushing yards.
Runs the ball too. Yeah, that's me. He's phenomenal. Again, the team is 6-6.
Yeah.
Same thing. He came out I think he was a rookie last year. What's his pricing in relation to Jefferson?
So this is a 2019 contenders auto variation.
Oh, that's right. 2019. I'm sorry. So yeah. This is third season, not second.
So this card was sold $120 back on October 31st. Recent sale. December 4th sold $177. So
nice for a contenders bump. Auto. It's not bad.
Yeah,
that's like the rookie auto to get on card raw. Yeah. Again, I would say I'm not buying this card to flip in 2 months. I'm buying this card because I think, hey, this guy's going to be phenomenal. Generational type talent. He's really good. Maybe next year they get their stuff together. They win games. I don't think there's anything but positives to say about him. I don't know if there's any reason to tie it up right now because of the team he's on. What's amazing, too, is the fact that these guys are doing that with Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Garoppolo. Although I can't knock Cousins. He's actually statistically having a phenomenal year. Like the 49ers, Jimmy G is not like a gunslinger.
I thought he was, the 49ers are doing better than, or Garoppolo is doing better than you expected this year.
He stayed healthier than I've expected. He's been average, but he stayed on the field more than I thought. So, okay, I like those two. So far, I like both of them.
What's the deal with these contender autos, by the way? Like, how many do they print?
A ton. The base is a ton, but it's kind of become the flagship rookie auto because it's just a plain card.
Yeah.
It's on card. It's the one that everybody kind of chases.
Okay.
Yep. And then there's a bunch of variations as well of those. Numbered, cracked ice, whatever.
So let's go on to your boy. He's missing one T, but he's still good. Jonathan Taylor. Indianapolis Colts. Almost 1,400 rushing yards. 16 touchdowns. We're looking at the 2020 National Treasures True RPA out of 99.
So here's what's ridiculous too. Just to digress for a second. Last year, you've got Herbert and Burrow. Two top-level star quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts obviously falling off the wagon now with Gardner Minshew. But they're saying Hurts is going to be a starter, whatever. Tua looking unbelievable. So three potential big quarterbacks there. Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jeudy, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Like last year's class is unbelievable. It really is ridiculous how loaded 2020 is with non-QB headline. Because I would argue Jonathan Taylor is the best running back in football this year. It's not close. Once Henry went down, Justin Jefferson, you could argue, is a top three receiver this year. Like, the class is loaded.
Remember how I sold my 2020 contenders?
I told you, though, by July or August, you would make money, and you didn't, and I was wrong. That wax didn't move. I think 2020 is still a great buy. It's weird.
It had dropped because, like, on Blowout, it was selling for, like, $7,100, $7,200 or something. Right. I just checked it today, $8,300. Right back. Right after I sold. That's how you know.
I don't know how those cases don't hit 12 to 15 grand in the next year. I honestly believe that, but I've been wrong about it. I haven't been wrong, but I've been late, which is the same thing. So back to Jonathan Taylor. He's interesting. He's going to find himself in the MVP discussion. And for a running back to do that, you got to really light it up. And you also need to have a bunch of QBs who keep making errors at the top. Brady had a monster week. I think Brady right now is the odds-on favorite to win the MVP with four or five games left for the teams. But Taylor, they're 7-6. They're in the playoffs right now in the AFC. I believe, let me check this. If the playoffs ended today, or if the season ended today, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm wrong about that, but I was close. I mean, so here's the deal. They would be the eighth seed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They are the ninth seed right now. The top seven make it. They're 7-6. The Steelers are 6-5-1. The Bengals are 7-5. The Chargers are 7-5. The Bills play tonight. They're 7-5. They're right in the mix, and they don't have the toughest schedule at the end of the year. If they go on and win 10 games this year, I don't know, and he keeps playing like he's playing, he may win the MVP, and they may make a playoff appearance. So I think the same is true as Justin Jefferson, Debo, and Jonathan Taylor. I think you could do the long-term play because he may be unbelievable, although it scares me to do that with any running back. But you could also, I do think out of those three, he is the one guy you could say, hey, in a month when the playoffs are upon us and the MVP, he's like still right at the top of the MVP list. Maybe all of a sudden this guy's, that was me sliding around the floor again. Maybe this guy's like at the top of, maybe his pricing jumps really big short term as well. What's his pricing, by the way? What does he have?
So yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we talked about it yet. So this is the 2020 National Treasures True RPA out of 99.
Oh, hang on here. Is it raw?
Yes.
When did it sell?
Well, I've got two sale dates. One was November 21st, and then the other was December 3rd.
Oh, so recent sales.
Yep.
And I'm curious, because like Herbert, I think, is still like 50 grand.
Jeez.
I mean, is he 7,500?
This is for raw? He's 50 grand?
I think Herbert's like 40 to 50 grand still.
Out of 99?
Zion Raw is 50 grand. Yeah, the out of 99 is a true RPA, which is stupid. Don't get me started.
What? How is that even a...
What's Jonathan Taylor doing?
There's no... The fact that you were even in the thousands means that you do not understand what's going on here. $650, it was sold on November 21st. $817 on December 3rd.
I need to see a picture of this card. Is it in the email?
Yeah, it's in there.
That's what here, I get for not.
I'll share my screen. Look at this.
Share your screen. We've got Zoom.
Look at this.
Dude, how good is this going to be? We're in the studio together. You just put up on the big screen behind us.
Look at this card.
That's a true RPA.
That's what I said.
What? Yeah, but see, let me rephrase. That's not you. That's me. There's a bunch of different versions of patch autos from National Treasures.
Okay.
That's insane.
Well.
I wasn't even close.
Is that a Straight Cash homie? We haven't had a Straight Cash homie in a fortnight. We need one.
I'm good with that. Plus, I don't think we're going to manipulate that market. I'm good with that. Yeah. If you can get that card right now.
Straight Cash homie. Oh, God. It was so bad.
Simmons re-signs us. We get a 5% pay bump.
Bam.
Should we have negotiated that, by the way?
We spend that 5%. We remember we couldn't negotiate that.
Should we have negotiated that?
We should have negotiated it a year ago when we had no clout. And then they would have just said, walk away. Good things
happen, when you re-sign us. Haven't heard back from him on the business plan yet. Send him the pitch deck. That's okay.
He's going in.
Good things happen, though, when Bill comes on the show, you get Straight Cash homie back.
Oh, so there you go. Just did it.
That's ridiculously cheap. I know he's a running back, but that is crazy. That seems crazy cheap to me in my head.
And he still has a lot of career left.
And I'm going to be honest, if you let me think another 30 seconds, I would have said, you know, $2,000. $7,500 is out of control. But I would have thought it was $2,000 because of the year he's having. $800?
That's it.
Let's do one more.
There you go. One more. Oh, man.
I like all these.
Oh, there's so many good ones, though. Let's do two.
Give me the names, and then we'll break them down. Give me all the names quick.
Cooper Kupp, Jalen Waddle, Chris Godwin, James Conner, Trayvon Diggs. I was thinking Cooper Kupp and Godwin. Those were my choices. Who do you want me to talk about?
You pick it. You call it right now.
Well, then I guess we'll do Cooper Kupp and Trayvon. No, and Godwin. All right. Godwin it is. Let's go to him first because he is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Yeah, if you just want to do one more, then we'll do him.
Yeah, one more. We got enough time.
So 67 yards. That can't be right. Receiving yards? That can't. No, 806. Okay. There must have been a typo there.
You're doing it, though.
Six total touchdowns. I'll tell you, though, he kills every week.
Jesse?
Yeah.
You're doing it.
You mean that?
You're doing it.
You mean that feels really good. Thanks, buddy. 2017 Contenders Auto. Last card. The card sold. This is a base card. Okay. So November 15th sold for $16. You know, whatever. December 3rd sold for $35. More than doubled. I mean, that's not like, again, but we're not always talking about hundreds and thousands of dollars of cards.
I love this. Do your thing again. Say your favorite three words.
Okay, hold. Do it again. Two and one. I don't know. Straight cash, homie. That one was much better.
Bill's loving this show. He's not listening. Here's the thing. I don't think Godwin's a top 10 guy. I think he's kind of right outside of that probably. But he plays with Brady. And I think that's a Super Bowl contending team. I think they have as good a shot as anybody to win this year because I think it's wide open. I don't, for $35? I don't know how you go wrong with that card.
That's kind of what I was thinking because Godwin is so good.
So here's the only thing I would say. If you're buying a raw card, especially this, the most important thing to look for in this card is the auto clean. Does it stay on the card? It doesn't run off. I believe that's on card, not sticker. You don't want it where the Sharpie has run off the card somewhere or there's a streak in the auto. Find a clean autograph version.
That's so
funny. If
you have
a little bit more
me.
Money, just buy a gem. But if not, go raw for $35. That's great. That's affordable for everybody too. I like that one.
Ronick, when you do the title of the show, can you put in there the return of Straight Cash Homie?
Yes. That's all we want, actually.
That's the only reason people will listen and then they'll stop.
Kale
listening.
And Straight Cash Homie. That's the show name.
Be sure to tune in for the rest of the episode because there'll be five more Straight Cash Homies today.
Sometimes when Ronick doesn't respond, I just think he's sitting there. He's just like, what am I doing?
I'm going to kill him.
He was praying for the show to get canceled.
That's not true.
No, Ronick would never say that.
I'm kidding.
Ronick's our hero.
He is. Ronick's done. I told you the other day, Ronick's above Corey on my list now.
Yeah, because Corey just left us high and dry. Hasn't said a word to me. We used to text all the time.
Just kidding.
We never texted. He doesn't like me.
Nothing wrong with being number two. Okay.
All right. By the way, did we want to talk? Okay, so that was all non QB. I did want to
Can I do one on the Trayvon Diggs? Because defensive,
please.
Trayvon Diggs, the cornerback for the Cowboys. People are getting enamored with his 9 interceptions, and he is phenomenal. He also gets burned all the time. I've never seen somebody as hot and cold as him. Well, he will give up a 90-yard touchdown pass and then make an unbelievable play on the ball and intercept it.
He has 9 interceptions.
Yeah, I think J.C. Jackson does too. By the way, J.C. Jackson should win Defensive Player of the Year. I'm a homer again for the Patriots at times. J.C. Jackson's unbelievable. I would take J.C. Jackson in a heartbeat over Diggs. I think he is consistently a better cornerback. However, this is the type of guy who makes noise as a defensive player in terms of hobby value. Super flashy. He's got attitude. I like him. I think he's a ball hawk. No, he's not consistently down after down the best cornerback in the league, but he is very good. He's exciting to watch. And he plays for Dallas. So I think he's a safe investment for a defensive player.
The card that Indy pulled was the 2020 Contenders Auto.
Guy from 2020. Phenomenal class you gave up on.
I know. I really hate myself right now. Card sold on previous sales. Oh, all on the same day. That's weird. So $63 on December 4th was the last sold for this card. So $63, not a bad investment. I mean, do you think this is one of those, again, though, you're going to need to hold? Do Cowboys have much of a shot, you think?
So this is the only guy I wouldn't be buying in right now.
Oh.
Even if you believe in him long term.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's to me, obviously, you see receivers go off all the time, consistently for 100-yard games or multiple touchdown games as a receiver. Jonathan Taylor's done that a ton of times. Diggs has had a crazy stretch, but we've also seen this before where cornerbacks play unbelievable 1 year and then they just totally disappear. So I don't have a lot of long-term faith in him, but I don't mind him for what he is this year because he's a hot commodity right now. So.
Okay. All right.
That's it. We're good. Banter.
We're just going to banter all the rest of the show?
15 minutes now because Bill was like, you always lead the show. You know, we're not leading it today. We're certainly going to be heavy. No, that's it. I have nothing else to say.
I did want to just point out one or two things. Two things. Mac Jones and Kyler Murray, Kyler Murray's pricing.
I wanted to talk about Mac Jones, so perfect. Oh,
okay. Well, Kyler Murray, I'll talk there first. He has had a nice little bump in pricing. I don't know if you've noticed this. I looked up a couple of his cards. Everything is going up, but honestly, the base prism, I know everybody hates it. It's the devil.
What is it, like 350 again?
It's 330 right now. But I mean,
PSA 10.
A week ago, that card was 236. It's gone up almost a third in price.
He played well yesterday. He's got the best record in football.
But that's the thing. He hasn't been like you've said before, his team has done really well. He has not necessarily outperformed some other quarterbacks.
He's played well. He's also missed two or three games. And his stats are very good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not unbelievable. I mean, Brady's leading the league in touchdowns and yards.
Yes.
Yeah, and they've won one fewer game than the Arizona Cardinals have. And I just don't know with Kyler. Is he going to show up in the playoffs? We've never seen it, so I don't know. Which leads me to the point with Mac Jones.
Yes.
Like me and me, you and Bill were talking about the other day. This is a huge game for Mac tonight.
Thanks for including me in that. I were actually talking in that conversation.
The thing. I think some people were a little critical, like, oh, Jesse didn't really say much. I think it's
important. Did somebody say that? I never read anybody said that.
Yeah. Well, I had reach out and he was like, you know, Jesse, but it was commending though. Here's the point.
Oh,
shut up for a minute. I'd actually give you a compliment. You know what? I'd rather not tell the story.
No. Go ahead, please.
When you have two guys that are first of all, too, I would say the gap in knowledge between me and you in sports
large.
Is smaller than the gap between me and Simmons.
No. His knowledge you think is, so?
Dude, I don't know half the stuff he's talking. Yeah, I think me and you, are, even though you know very little, I know a lot. He is almost like, it's at least the same gap between me and him with some of the stuff.
Okay.
So when he's talking football, that's one thing. He's starting to talk basketball, especially this rookie class. I've been so busy with other crap this year. I have not paid any attention. I think that's the issue sometimes. People think everybody needs equal say on the podcast. Three guys, three voices. That's not always the case. Like if we had an NFT guy on here or a crypto guy on here, I would speak less than you probably, and rightfully so. The Luber interview, you took the lead vocally because you had more of a connection. I could tell that right off the bat. Half the battle with podcasting is knowing when somebody else has it going and get out of the way.
I agree with that. That's kind of why I've learned from Bill coming on in the past where it's like, I've tried to insert myself and he's tried to insert me too. And it's just like, sometimes I know this is not really my area. I'll jump in with a witty comment here and there. But other than that, I'm going to let you all do you.
You pulled up stats the other day. You pulled up a few stats.
Oh, I pulled those stats.
But then you just kind of let the conversation go. And even sometimes with him, he's like, all right, let me throw one to Jesse.
That was nice.
I appreciate that he tries to do that, but sometimes I'm like, Jesse doesn't, it's not a knock. He's not going to have an answer to this second level football question. So, but you get out of the way for that. So that I did want to address that.
Well, thank you. That was really nice.
But me and we all agree, including you, and I don't think you knew about it, but you were smart enough to at least agree with it. This is the game for Mac Jones. Primetime game,
yes.
Cold weather, Buffalo. You know, you win tonight, you're in control of the AFC. And I think we're going to see, if Bill brought up the scenario, if he goes to the Super Bowl, what happens with his pricing? They look cheap today. They win tonight, his pricing prior to this game is going to look a little bit cheaper than after. This is his first huge primetime win if he does it.
I'm
this
getting would be goosebumps thinking about it. It's and the reason I brought it up was just because his pricing does seem to have leveled off a little bit over the last week or so. Yep.
Which is good. It had to. He needs. There has to be an event to pump it. And this is the one.
But that being said, it's still crazy. It's still selling like
$1,300. And if they win tonight, here's the other thing. Donruss. You win tonight, you pretty much lock. Not a lock, but man, it's close to a lock on that division. There's not a lot of games left.
So. Also, I don't know if you noticed this. His raw downtowns. Those things are selling
$3,500 or something.
Well, there was a time where they were selling up to that much, but it's still insane to me that they're selling for like $2,000. Like, I don't know.
I wonder what those downtown NFTs of his are doing. Those came out.
Well, I was going to ask Sean because Sean got one and I didn't have time before the show started. But
I'd like to know. NFTs. They're printed to 500. They're not super produced.
Well, someone pointed out that there is lower count on the NFTs than there are going to be on the physical.
I think that's
cards.
Right.
Yeah. So
yeah. I like it.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
I have a 30-second NFL, NBA thing. Can we do that and then release day? The Grizzlies are winning a lot without Ja. This is important because, well, this is my recent pickup. I'm going to jump into that right now, too. I bought some Ja Morant this weekend. My whole thing with them is, can they win enough to stay competitive by the time he comes back? Are they still in the, or are they 20 games out and it's just a useless season? He's going to play great, but it won't matter. I can't figure out what to do with this hair, by the way. The open hat so thing.
It's curled up so much, like out the front of it.
What are we doing here?
Do that. Just do that.
that's the look. It's huge that they're winning like they're winning because, man, this really makes a big difference for Ja. So
stop moving your hat.
We officially flipped the hat around. There we go. So that's huge. Zion is massive and his feet don't work. That's been confirmed. Thanks.
Oh, poor Ja.
Steph Curry, amongst other things, dominating and I think is going to win the MVP, unlike BS, and that's okay. And also coming up on the, I think he's passing Ray Allen this year for the three-point mark all time. I like Steph Curry. That's it.
Steph Curry just had a monster sale that I think Indy was going to post later.
Did he post it?
No, I think he's posting it up some point today, but one of his cards.
It's a trucker hat. I don't like this. I don't like it frontwards either.
Leave your hat. I think you know what it is. You're self-conscious because of the show we did the other day and people kept commenting on the poof. What people don't realize is you were going to get your hair cut like right after that and you couldn't have like stuff in your hair. So you had to have it all natural.
I'm putting the hood on.
Oh my God. The Curry Galactic sold for like $31,000 PSA 10. That's what it was. There's only one of them still.
Call me Palpatine the rest of the episode.
You do kind of look cool, bro. All right,
here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids' session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's, huzzah, a toast to breakfast.
Release day. Wednesday is the biggest release day. It biggest in a while. Awesome product, variety of product.
Okay.
The other thing I like about this Wednesday, awesome variety and price.
Ooh.
I'm going to let you chair this discussion, though, because you've got pricing.
I do.
And you've got breakdown of everything but Panini 1-on-1. So start wherever you want.
Well, I do have breakdown of Panini 1-on-1. I just don't have pricing. If you want that, let's see. Panini 1-on-1 is supposedly coming out December 8th. Now, you said...
Comes out Wednesday.
You said that it is available because you were saying you couldn't find it anywhere, but you think it's because what are they called? What the distributors are not putting it out.
On all the retailers right now, you can't find it. It just says pre-sale, you go to buy it. It's just not currently available. I think what they're doing is what happened last year. This product is... What's last year's box price, by the way? Do you have that?
Give me 2 seconds.
You're going to make my day if you have that price. I believe what they're doing here is holding to see where the market, how high this stuff spikes to.
How much do you think it is?
Last year's?
Yeah.
There was a time when it was way over 1,000. I don't know what's happened with Zion and Ja.
Oh, 900? Yeah. $1,750.
Is it really still that high?
Yeah.
That's the thing. So you've seen last year's. Now, the stuff coming up, by the way, Wednesday is the last year's rookie class, obviously, like we discussed. I guess my thing right now is, who would you rather, if you're going to spend $1,000 as a sports card fan, as a sports fan in general, do you want to chase Ja and Zion, or do you want to chase Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball? It's not even close right now. One dude can't get on the court. Ja's missing a few more weeks. The other two kids are on fire right now. I'm not going to compare them on the court. I don't care. But if you're looking for like hype and chase and interest, 2020. So I just wonder, these things got to
be. This has got to be super high price, like 2000.
Now here's what balances it out though. Last year was the inaugural year. First time they ever made it. That carries a ton of weight in the hobby.
Oh, okay.
But having said that, I bet these boxes come out $900 to $1,000. I could be way off. I'm very curious what we just got ours for.
I bet it's higher than that. And just to be clear, if anyone is not familiar with the product, it is one pack per box, two cards per pack.
It's not even a pack. It comes in a box, too.
Yeah.
They come in individual boxes. You open up two cards encased.
So you're getting two cards, and only one is an auto. So
now here's the one good thing, though. The other card, like numbered rookies, go for huge money. Last year, those Zions that were numbered to 99 encased, non-autos, were doing high three, four figures for a while.
Really? Okay.
And then I believe you can get the downtowns in there for basketball.
Yes.
That's the other major chase.
There is a LaMelo downtown it's showing on here.
See, that LaMelo is probably a $5,000 card.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then just all the numbered rookies are huge. The timeless treasures or timeless moments. Mm-hmm. It's like an old school looking canvas set. Stupid nice.
Man. So okay.
We actually got a bunch of this. I think between Eddie and I, we have like three or four cases. All of us will be broken on Wednesday on Geo Breaks, by the way. All the stuff we're talking about. Huge day Wednesday. I'm actually breaking Wednesday too, because that film crew is going to be at the house. That's one of the shots they want to capture.
Oh,
you're welcome to come here too and hang out. I think it'd be fun. Okay. Be like the hype man for the breaks. We're going to do like,
I was going to ask, is Wednesday also the day we go to Nash Cards? Is that the same day?
It is.
Okay.
Oh yeah. If you're in the Nashville area, come to Nash Cards Wednesday
night.
Oh,
hang on. You don't want to mob that place with a film crew there.
I want to mob. I don't think there's that many local listeners. Come to Nash Cards Wednesday. It's going to be afternoon, too. I think the schedule is like 3 or 4.
I'm really questioning this decision making.
I want people there and bring some cards. We're going to trade.
God.
It's up to you. Do you want to be in a major movie or not? I don't know. You tell me.
Is Michael Jordan?
Yeah, okay. So hang on. Is this a 10-box case, by the way?
Panini 101? Let's see. Let me see what it says. It is a 10 boxes per case.
Okay. So this stuff's going to come out. I bet this stuff's going to be $1,200 to $1,500 then. Rebuy price from distributor was over $1,000.
Oh boy. Already at the distributor level over $1,000. Okay.
I'll tell you right now too. Some people, you're going to pull some $50 cards out of this and you're going to pull some 10. We pulled the Ja 101 last year that sold for like 10 or 12 grand. Pulled some monster. We didn't pull any Zion, which was weird, but we have way more this year. Yeah, I like 101. I think it's a cool product. It's a super high risk, high reward, though. So if that's not your thing, that's okay. Other stuff you can chase this week.
Will it have it's got like Giannis in there too, right?
Giannis doesn't sign a lot, but it has a lot of vet autos, yes.
Oh, okay.
Like Giannis, no, but like Durant, other stars of the league, yes. That's the cool thing too about Wednesday. There's multiple sports and multiple buy-in levels. By the way, everything I'm talking about too is Facebook. Geo Breaks is where we'll be breaking on Wednesday. So come by and hang out, check it out. There you go. Boom. Plug Eddie Rosen.
all right. So next product you want to go to?
Let's go to the cheapest.
How about
Heritage high number.
So Heritage, I pulled up two different things with Heritage. I pulled up the Heritage and then the Heritage minor league. And I specifically pulled minor league just because I figured it might be.
I did this wrong. I'm sorry. Those are already out. This is called Heritage High Number.
Oh, you silly goose, you.
You find that not a big deal.
Okay.
Heritage High Number is for the set collectors. Now, it's very affordable. I think box is going to be like $100 a piece, roughly. You'll get one or two hits.
I found
the money. Okay. What's a box going for?
The box is going for $95.
Yeah, I mean, which means you'll be able to get them from people like me, Eddie, other like local shops, other people. Like if retailers are $80, $85, it's a cool set because it's super cheap. You can get low numbered stuff that sells really well. You can get SPs. This is one for sets and guys who like to rip. If you're looking for something to rip with your kid, this is the exact opposite of Panini 101, which is, again, why I like Wednesday's release product.
This has like a ton of cards in it, right? Yeah,
ton of cards.
24 packs, 9 cards per pack. Okay.
Okay. Nine. Yeah, and then you get hot packs too, where there'll be all of the like refractors. It's a cool, fun product to rip. You can still grade a bunch of stuff. That's the type of product, if you rip the box or a case, you'll have multiple cards. Unless they're really big, you go SGC, add a bunch of value to them for cheap for $25.
I feel like this is the product that I often see at like at a Target or something that's still on the case. Like everything else has been picked clean.
Yeah, like retail or blasters of this.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, so
but one auto or relic card.
Yeah, I'll be honest too. I'm not breaking this product. I think this is one. If you want it, go buy a box. Like buy a hobby box.
That's a hard break. There's a lot to go through for little value.
And just
get
all the stuff. And it's crazy too. You got to check the back. Some of them have like the gum stain, like old school stuff. And those are like super short printed. There's a lot of error cards in there that sell well. So you have to be very careful when breaking it. You have to really take your time and go through. But in terms of like average return on box value, I bet this is 10 times better than Panini 101. No one's going to open a box this and get absolutely crushed because it's super cheap and you're going to get a bunch of stuff. So I like it for that reason.
All right. So you want to go Spectra?
Spectra football is going to be awesome. Spectra football is great. As much as I hate Spectra basketball, I don't know if that's bad. Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
That's good.
I feel the exact opposite, but equally as strong about Spectra football. I love it. Spectra football is awesome. The class is great. Like, it's just awesome. How much is it, though?
Is it worth this price for a box? How much do you think it is?
$1,500.
Close. $14.
Okay. That's expensive. Now, this, though, exact opposite of Heritage again. This is what I'm breaking. If you want to get in and mess around, a little higher risk, random teams break. You get a shot for, you know, whatever that comes out to the math, to get the Patriots for the price of the average of 32 teams. Super cheap. If you want to go crazy, buy the Patriots for whatever, $1,000 or $1,500 in a case, whatever they're going to be. But I like the fact you can kind of get risky with the random teams, or you can buy, if you like a team that had a crap draft pick anyways, go PYT. Just buy your team for cheap. We'll have PYTs and randoms of that on Wednesday for sure.
So four packs per box, four cards per pack. So 16 cards a box.
Bunch of hits.
One rookie patch auto, three additional autos, four memorabilia cards, seven base parallel variations, and then one insert. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, like the MAC numbered stuff and even non-auto is going to be huge. Like it's, again, this is kind of more toward the Panini 101. Not as expensive, not as much risk because you get a bunch of hits at least, but high risk, high reward, no question.
And I skipped one of the baseball ones, the 2021
Topps Chrome Black.
Yeah.
What is the breakdown of this? I forget what this is. I think this was new last year also.
So one pack per box, four cards per pack. We're looking at one is it encased one? Chrome auto per box.
It's one. Okay. What is it? 150
exactly.
A box?
Yep.
Is it? Okay. For that price, I don't hate it. The tough thing is you're going to get some $5 and $10 autos. Now, you'll get some parallels of the other stuff, too, which isn't bad. You know, this is one of the few, though. Again, I like it. I would only get into breaks with Panini 101. I'm not buying personals. I would only buy personals of Heritage. Spectra, I would buy breaks, but I would go random and PYT. I would kind of get into it that way. As opposed to one-on-one, I think you could also mix in serial numbers. With this product, I think you could do either personals, because 150, you know, for a guy who rips boxes isn't crazy expensive, but you can also do PYT breaks of this stuff, and it's not going to be that expensive either.
Here's the thing. You've named a lot of different types of breaks, and granted, I've learned a lot of these, but I'm concerned that some of the new guys haven't, because we've had such an influx.
A PYT break is pick your team. A breaker, say they need to sell the case, round numbers, for $1,000. They will look at the teams, each team, and the hits available. Okay, who's going to sell for the most? So, for example, in baseball, Mike Trout has autos in Bowman in Topps Chrome Black. They're going to be one of the more expensive teams. The Yankees will have big names. So in a PYT, the Yankees and Angels may be $150 each. But then again, you may have a team like the Pirates. You like the Pirates. They have Cabrian Hayes rookie autos. Maybe they're $70. You get to pick the team you want for a set price, as opposed to a random team break, where in baseball there's 30 teams. Again, you have to get to $1,000. So each spot is $33, 30 teams. You get a random team.
Oh, well, in the PYT, though, what? Like, isn't everybody going to go after, like, the Angels or, you know, any of the teams that have the
best
players?
Well, it depends, because you've got... No, not necessarily, because you've got guys who want to chase their team. I'm a Kansas City Royals fan. They have nothing in the product. They have a couple hits, and they're cheap, but they're $15. If you're a Royals fan, they're perfect, you know? It gives you levels at everything, which is good, so...
That makes sense. Yeah, all right, so that's
PYT. And then a serial number... Yeah, and then a serial number would be a little different. Say, for example, Panini 1-1... cards can be numbered up to 99 or less. So serial number would be tough, I guess, because so if a box is $1,200, 10 spots, each spot gets one random serial number. It is the left-hand serial number. So if the card is numbered 1 of 99, the one spot would get it. If it's numbered 11 of 99, again, the one spot would get it. 21, 31, 41, that would all go to the one spot.
I gotcha. Okay.
Same is true of all the numbers. The zero spot would get number 10 of 99, number 20, number 30. So you could do it like that. Again, it's risky and there's not a ton of hits, but that is another style of break.
I would think that the one spot would be the, like, maybe slightly more because you have the chance of getting
one. But it's random. You don't sell them.
Oh,
it's a random.
I see.
But yeah, the one is because any one of one is automatically yours and everybody's chasing the one of one.
Got it. Okay. Cool.
Now, one thing Eddie does that I actually never did is he will do, like you'll get two numbers, 0 through 49, 50 through 99. You get two numbers each. I do kind of like that because as opposed to a serial number, it's a specific number. So Jesse gets card number 36 and 58. So if it's 58 of 99, it's yours. There's way more spots.
So you're selling the price 50 down spots, but price is down. Okay. That makes sense. I kind of like that.
But again, with Panini 1-1, with Flawless, it's expensive no matter what. You're not getting the price all the way down. So
when do you do breaks where it's like the guys have to pick a number that you're thinking of, 1 out of 100, and closest to it gets it? So,
okay. I'm thinking of a number 1 through 10. Say it right now. $50. Go.
7.
Oh, dude, you were close. It was 6.
Six is my number. I was born November 6th. This is a joke. Stupid thing.
Move along. All right. That's it.
All right.
Huge. My point being, Wednesday's going to be a fun day if you like wax. I posted that poll, by the way. Did we get an?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't want a ton of votes.
Let me see.
I posted like 10 minutes before we started.
That was a good time, though. That was a good time.
Thanks. People. I'm going to post this again on for Thursday's show, though. I'll post it Wednesday night. Like, review which one do you like the best? what do you have, like 30 votes?
I don't think anyone saw it, bro. Wait. Let me do a refresh. Maybe that's what it is. A refresh. Oh, okay. That was it.
If it's under 100, I don't even want to hear it.
In total votes, it is under 100.
We'll save it for Thursday. We'll do it again.
Okay, cool.
What's on top? Because basically the question was, which product are you the most interested in ripping yourself or buying into breaks?
It is close. It's close, but it's 1-1.
Okay, that's it. Yep. No more detail. We'll talk about it Thursday. Save it for the show.
Save it for the show. All right, where are we going next? You want to do you have recent pickups? I do have a couple things I wanted to show or talk about.
I bought two Ja Morant Prisms for like $180, PSA 10s.
You love
the team's winning. Morant. He's going to come back. We'll see. That's it. Nothing else.
I have a...
Wait, when are we ripping your product, by the way?
So here's the thing. I don't want to rip that on the podcast, but I do want to rip that.
No, but I want to do an Insta Live this week.
Here's the thing. It's so hard because I want to, whatever we do, it will be public.
I can see the greedy wheels rolling. I want to flip this case and make $1,000.
I do
want to
flip some of it. I think guys want to get in on it, but I don't want to do all of it. I would like to do a couple
apologize.
Bucks.
Eddie, I was deceived like you were.
Oh my gosh, get out of here. Mr. buys a box for $10 and sells it for $1,000.
We want to see Pop Century.
That's you.
Can we do a box on Instagram Live tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night? Yes, probably. I think so.
Deal. Okay.
All right. So I do have a couple things I was going to show. Guys, fans, thank you guys for sending, I know it's not like the most valuable thing you got, and I appreciate it because I don't know what I would do with it sometimes, but these guys have been sending me a couple things here and there. First off being...
You're getting free stuff?
Well, it's like little things. It's like, this is a Star Wars card, for instance. Josh, I don't even know what your last name is.
Okay, hang on. Give me the person's name in real life when you introduce the card. Let me see if I know who it is.
There's zero chance. His real name is Ian Kenny. Nothing. Not even.
Is it out of the new movie?
If it helps you, I have no idea who this is. What movie this was in, but he was an actual actor and he played the character Rebolt. He asked me if I wanted it. He knew like no one knows who this is, but he said, I know you've been talking about wanting to get into some of this stuff. So I just figured, hey, if you wanted it, I'll send it to you. And I thought that was really cool of him. So he sent me some Star Wars card, my first Star Wars card.
I like that.
It is an auto. So, when Rebolt becomes like a, he has his own Disney Plus show, you are going to be jealous. And then we have, I got from the UK, or at least he's originally from the UK. I don't know if he lives there now or not. But I believe his name was Max. He sent me over a number of these cards.
People are shipping stuff to you from the UK?
I don't know if it's Trading Cards UK is his name.
Do people know how much money you're making on this podcast? Don't give him any more free stuff.
I actually just took like a pay cut of like half my annual salary because I did quit Dell. But other than that, I mean, it's still pretty close.
You're going to correct that for the record now, though, right?
What?
Half your... Okay.
Oh, well, it wasn't half. Okay, it was less than half. Guys, the show's doing okay. That being said,
oh my goodness,
he's sending these cards. Have you heard of Celebrity Review? Is this like anything you've ever heard of? The card looks like this. This is an Avril Lavigne. I got an Avril Lavigne. These are like perforated cards. So
Canadian
I don't know.
Singer once dated Derek from Sum 41, who was one of my favorite bands as a teenager.
She almost. I just saw a Tony Hawk.
He was
podcast.
A skater boy.
What'd I you saw say? A Tony Hawk podcast, and they were reviewing Avril Lavigne's first TikTok, where she was like going down like a vert ramp. It was a very shallow one, and she almost fell and like broke her shin or something.
I like that Tony Hawk's just pulling up the kids in the street and be like, do a kickflip.
I know, do kickflip.
I like
yeah,
that.
That is fun. We are.
I
so
can't
hit.
Imagine with that voice. That podcast must be a tough listen. Maybe it's good. I don't know. It's not on the Ringer, is it?
Oh no, they could.
Okay,
he could,
we're good.
Yeah, he's.
Hey
not
Tony, you want to come on the show?
So yeah, Eminem is in here. George W. Bush, Julia Rogers, Roberts, Jennifer Lopez, Celine Dion, Jim Carrey, Faith Hill, Rudy Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani from Seinfeld, not current day. But yeah, these I just thought this was really cool. So I just wanted to say thank you to the guys who sent over some stuff. Really appreciate it. I think it's a lot of fun. That is really all my only pickup.
Okay, this is not recent pickups, but I found some cards that I had stacked away.
This guy is so loaded. He's just finding $1,000 cards around the house.
No. The whole package is not even worth $1,000. There's 5 or 6 cards. Okay. I'm going to review these live at Nash Cards on Wednesday, though.
For
I haven't
the
done
show?
That in a while. Like the, hey, what are the cards? What are you submitting? So once I get there, submit, get the values. I'll do the kind of like the before and after breakdown. Like, hey, this Bryce Harper is worth $10. I graded it for $25. I've got $35 into it. What's the resale? We'll kind of do that whole tracking again. Because I've gotten questions again lately. Like, hey, what's up with SGC? Where are the values at? Still going strong. They're still grading a ton of cards. So I'm still using SGC. I haven't the last 3 weeks because I've been packing and moving. So, but I will be submitting more cards this week and definitely next week because starting Sunday, me and Jesse are going to be ripping some stuff live anyways.
Oh, do we want to mention that? Here's the thing. I want to go ahead and preface.
Save it for the show.
Yeah. This is like kind of separate from everything else.
That's fine. We'll still do it. Yeah. Anyways,
we'll talk about it Thursday.
We will get back into the whole walkthrough review, you know, what was the return value? Was it worth it in the end? So
what about this? You want to talk about this?
Oh,
you want to talk about this?
My buddy, John Lamb. I've known John for a while. His kid did a break on the page, Matt, cause he's a smart kid. John started to develop. We get just for the record too. We get pitched stuff all the time.
Oh, constantly.
And
we turn down most like 99% of it.
A lot of it's fine, but I don't care. And I only will ever talk about stuff that I actually use. So you can, well, I don't know if you can, Jesse, see in between the Brady helmet and the Bird magic ball.
You have 3 of them? I only got 2, bro.
I've got 3.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's called Displayable. Displayable.com, right?
It's Displayable.com, but the link is on the
Displayable.com.
website. On our website.
We're going to start posting pictures on our social right after the show, right? Can we do that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's really cool. It's one of the first display things that I actually, again, I have it in my office. That Brady jersey is not staying there, by the way. I got to hang that up.
I think it's kind of cool there. I mean, just the fact that people can see it, no one's going to see
that
like Brady
jersey.
All right,
show yours for a second. Talk. Okay, I'm going to grab mine. They're right behind me.
All right. So a little bit of background is, guys, we saw on, I think my biggest memory of this is like back when Real Sports did that interview about the sports card collection. People were talking about like, you know, I collect cards instead of art. But how do you display the card to anybody? Just having a single graded card on your mantle doesn't look all that great. This is the reason why Mike and I saw this and we were like, okay, yeah, we'll talk this up because we actually think it's cool.
I wanted to buy into it. He wouldn't let me.
Yeah. But
I did.
It looks just like a nice, like high class framed photo, but it's meant to hold your card and it's meant to hold any of your cards from SGC, BGS, PSA, and magnetic holders. So any of those you can get a holder, or you can get the display case for it.
Only issue I have, hang on real quick.
Okay.
The only thing I've come across, I wanted to put my Ted Williams Patch Auto Flawless card in here, which is in a thick BGS holder.
Oh, the crazy thick boys thick, don't go?
The thick boys don't fit as well.
Okay. So your standards.
Yeah. I've got the SGC Brady.
I've got,
and again, they're like PSA, 1 inch wide.
PSA 10 Phil Mickelson.
He gave you that card at night.
So after he heard about my debacle of trading from my first card show and I traded down
had,
so much.
He had sympathy on you.
He was such a nice guy. He brought me a PSA 10 Phil Mickelson. And that's what's cool is that Phil Mickelson is a vertical or a horizontal card. And yeah, that's what's cool. You can turn it around and you can display it vertically or flip it the other way and just display
I'm
it
glad you said that. I actually didn't know it was...
You didn't.
I'm stupid.
You didn't know.
I was like, oh, this one's horizontal, this one's vertical. So I've got the Brady. By the way, if you're hearing this, you're like, oh, they're pitching a product. I'm not pitching it. I didn't get the buy-in. I missed the boat. And I don't want your crap stuff. Don't ask us to pitch your stuff. I like John, and I happen to just get these anyways because I like them. And I was like, hey, I'd like to do something, because when we use stuff that's new in the world, I'm like, hey, it's a good time. Plus, a lot of people are buying gifts to people this time of year. I am not. I will not be. So yeah, I've got the SGC Brady. And these are going, you'll see these too. I'm going to post some pictures of this. I actually just finished setting up the shelf behind me.
Can we talk about your chairs behind you, by the way, that your wife 100% picked out? Can you get like a leather chair or something?
Those were in my loft. And I told her, I was like, I'd use those in the office. That's exactly what I want, because you need a low sitting chair for under that case. They work perfect.
Anyways, I've got the Brady
SGC 10 in there.
And what's smash those. Bottom line on all of this is Mike's is showing off his
Jim Brown rookie PSA holder. Hang on 1 second. I know you need to talk. It's okay. I've got the Brady BGS 9.5 upper deck rookie.
Oh, that
those are the big cards. I don't have any other big cards.
Here's the thing. I wish I got two PSA ones. I wanted a PSA and an SGC because I got that Elon Musk.
I might have another
SGC one.
Yeah, I'll get you one. Anyways, it's displayable.com.
10% off.
Oh, we have a promo code.
Yeah, SCN. Not, I think nonsense is what we use on everything else. This one's SCN. Goodness.
Why?
I don't
know. That's fine.
Go to the website.
Yeah, and we'll post.
You don't
links
have to remember
pictures.
Any of this. Go to Sports Cards Nonsense.
Yeah.
Card whatever. Services. Follow the link.
That's the first time and the last time I've ever bought a at least for now, I've never bought a displayable, because you can see all the other stuff up there just on card stands, which I like.
I think card stands are fine, but like I don't put that on like a mantle. I would put this on a mantle.
That's why I like this.
So
I went with Griffey in the main section behind me. The Griffey bat, the Griffey helmet. I've got Brady. The bird magic. I think I'm hanging pictures in here. Do three pictures on the wall in the office where I'm sitting now. Downstairs in the man cave, which is like the pool room and all that, I'm going to do all the framed jerseys. That's how we're going to do the house.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. Here's the thing.
We're going to get the mailbag.
Pool
and we're going to get the mailbag after this one last comment. I did, because I saw this last week and we got it again this week. So if you're going to read this question, you don't have to now. Card Ladder getting bought out by PSA. Little clarification, PSA bought them out entirely. The team is staying on, Chris, Christina, Josh, and the dude who hangs out in the closet. I can never remember his name. He's in like some
he
little
He does
box.
Good work, though.
He's a nice kid. I followed him on Twitter the other day because he was nice to me at the National. They are all staying on, but it was a complete buyout. However, it is not just going to be PSA cards loaded up. They told me it's still going to be the same, PSA, BGS, SGC. So I was happy to hear that because I didn't want there to be any bias there. And because, quite frankly, I was critical when PSA got in with Golden because I thought, I can't think of the word, but like when you have one area that kind of controls everything.
Monopoly?
Not a monopoly, but you get worried about like, I want to say collusion.
Favoritism.
But that's yeah, a
Oligarchy.
Little bit. So, yep, that was it. So I am curious to see how that plays out. But the fact that they're staying on gives me some faith. Much more faith than I would have.
I do
too. In general, I'm still very positive over the move, though.
Well, those guys are Chris, Christina, and, other guy.
Well, in this order, Christina, Chris, Josh, Closet Dude and Josh are close. I think me and Josh could be friends if we
They're good people. That's what I appreciate about
Correct.
Them.
Correct. Yeah. I agree.
Before we get into the... Well, actually, no. Let's go into mailbag.
Smash all mail. And let's rifle through. We have a ton...
Quick responses.
Yep. Just go. I'm not going
to
interrupt.
Well, the first question is actually from this week. And it's from a guy who's been trying to ask questions about his account. He had to change accounts. Apparently, guys, if you're ever trying to get into the group, you can't get in. Or you can't post anything. It's because your account might be less than a month old. There's spam and there's issues. So wait till your account's a month old. Then you'll be able to comment. Okay, so not messaged me directly because of that. He wanted to know what you thought about the new the manga prism insert. And I'm going to go ahead and assume. Oh, you actually know what that is. I was.
It's a new insert. They released a picture of Brady. Kind of looks like a comic book type thing. It reminded me a little bit of the Marvel look.
I think it's kind of cool.
I like it. And I think it's going to do huge numbers, especially the first year they release it, which is, sounds like it's this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the first. So
all positives. Yeah. Next.
That's kind of surprising. Round. Yeah, man. That was a lot faster and better reaction than I expected. All right. Let's see. Let's go to a little bit of last week. All right. From Instagram, Chris Balms, what is the greatest multi-athlete card across any sport? He has some suggestions.
The Bird rookie. I'm so biased, but I do think it's the Bird rookie.
The Magic Bird.
And then
Bird,
I think
Dr.
it's a Flair tradition. And I'm talking just base cards. I think it's that one. Then I think it's the Flair tradition. Oh, you know what's close though? And I've got, as a matter of fact, some of them on the shelf. From Immaculate Basketball, they do those quad autos and they do the dual autos. I've got the Bird and Bill Russell, the Bird and Magic. I love dual autos. I've got the Brady, Manning, Elway, triple threads patch auto. I'm all about dual cards. But for like actual base card rookies, I think the Bird is hard to beat, the 1980-81.
I'm actually surprised dual cards aren't more valuable. I mean, I know that they are. I know some of them really are, but I just kind
of... You know what it is? A lot of times they ruin it. It'll be a triple auto, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and then Jesse Gibson.
This guy.
Yeah, it's just like they throw one in there.
LeBron James and it was me and Jordan. It should have been more. Is that what you were saying?
Which I mean, yeah. Like, why is LeBron on
there? Yeah, that makes sense. G-Dad card... Oh, God. G-Dad
Here's
cards
the only issue with
kicks.
Instagram is Come these on. Stupid handles.
G-Dad Cards and Kicks, that's a normal name. Wants to know from Instagram. I bought 5 Prism 2020 football mega boxes about 6 months ago for $170 each. They are now about $230. Would you recommend I sell now and reinvest or keep holding? If sell, would some hood buys be in the range?
Good buys. Hold them.
Good buys.
I think wax is the best thing to hold, especially when it's an iconic, potentially iconic class or an iconic star in the class. I'd hold them.
MJ Thunderbuns. See, that's where you get Instagram good names, okay?
Is that Michael? Is that Jordan's burner account?
MJ, that's his burner account. MJ Thunderbuns wants to know, for the amount of times you say, cut that out, but we hear it, how much actually gets cut out? That's a good question.
Jesse has no idea because he's never listened to the show. I listen to every show religiously. Ronick, you can answer this too. How many times have you cut stuff without actually mentioning something to us?
I don't cut like content without telling you guys. I mostly cut things like if it's awkward and I can find a way to make it not ruin the conversation, but it would, you know, like make it more seamless. Like there was one time last week where Bill said something.
And Jesse did something.
No, that was a long pause.
Jesse
after.
Said something and then Bill ignored it, but I was able to reorder it and it sounded like Bill was answering him. So,
yep. Yeah, you
I'm
said something.
I'm so
as
glad
he started.
You did that because I know the moment you're talking about.
Yep.
Thank
and
he, you.
And you
Ronick.
Made a face. Matter of fact, Jesse, you made a face. You're like, oh, thanks again.
Yeah, exactly.
So Ronick probably does that. I bet there's probably one or two of those every show, if I had to guess. But I can count on one hand the amount of times Ronick has been like, hey, by the way, and this happened with Corey once or twice, or I happened with Ronick once or twice. Hey, we made this comment about such and such. You know, we're really not talking about. Almost never.
Yeah.
I would say, and if there's anything cut and I go back and I listen, I'm like, wait a minute. Why did I've never found something though, and it be news to me.
For it's the amount of been, times Ronick has I come back him. To us and said he's cutting something out, it's maybe once or twice. That's all.
Yeah.
Everything else so you've never. Heard.
I tell Jesse to leave everything. That's
I know.
Why,
sometimes
like,
I don't
Bill
want
was,
him to, but.
Yeah, and even does. When Bill was like, you know, you guys are too transparent. Correct. We try to leave everything. Yeah. So, and Ronick is to be commended for that. I like that. I don't want it to be overly cleaned up, and I don't think he does that. I think he does a nice job.
And I think that's where Ronick also deserves some more credit is that you, when it the show flows well, you can't even tell that he did anything, but that's how good he is. Because, like, honestly, right, me don't
on.
Speak
me
too
get
good.
It. He's eating kale. He's
I'm
healthy.
Trying
he's
to
fantastic.
Compliment the man.
He's young and he's got his whole
oh
life
my
ahead of him.
Gosh, he does
Let's
good.
Move on
That's
already.
All you need to know. DB Cards and Customs from Instagram. What once you get your studio set up, will you guys be allowing visits or walkthroughs for your fans? Oh, that's maybe like on a one-off basis. What do you think?
Next question. I have no idea. First of all, too.
We're going to have a talk about this that we don't have an office anymore. And that
so I signed the well, I signed the paperwork about 20 minutes ago, or right before we started.
Dude,
so listen. This is what I told you. We are still going to be in the new studio March 1st to March 30th.
Yes.
That's what I signed for.
Yes.
I talked to the realtor today. He still says we're going to get a temporary space by January 1st for 3 months. Then we'll figure it out. So the building we are buying is just not going to be ready. The tenants won't get out. They have some stupid lease thing or whatever. And so we are going to just get in a temporary space until then.
But they haven't found the temporary space yet.
Correct. There's two or three potentials, but there will be. So January 1st, I'm planning on still pumping out content. Yes.
Okay.
Visits. I mean, you know, we may try to hold an event or two. Jerry had mentioned that. Like, is it big enough for an event or something?
There's a big parking lot.
Yeah. And even like in it, like if you do a box break for 10 or 12 guys, it'd be kind of fun.
Guys, it's 1,000 square feet. It's not.
Isn't. I mean, we'll see.
It's big enough.
I don't want people. But at the same time, if we're recording a podcast, I don't want somebody just stand there, like just face against the glass. You know, we will try though. We are trying to get more interactive with the fans because that's the only reason we have a show.
How much more interactive can we be? We're doing.
Speaking of interaction, the Vegas thing is picking up some steam. I've heard a number of people buying the Mint Collective, 28th through the 30th of January. Me and Jesse will have a booth on the trade show floor.
So as we respond to those emails and we get our flights out there, we haven't done that yet.
Here's the thing. I don't want these people picking a flight for me.
Well, we don't know Jesse, that's how it works. That's the thing. We don't even know. They just said, do these
things.
Did
you click on the email? Because I actually looked through the email and asked you just, did you?
I did. I clicked on the
email. Oh, you did. Okay. See, I thought it was just like, what city? And then they were just going to kind of give us details back. I'm good. I'll be honest with you. I would rather pay for my own flight if I knew it was going to be a good one that gets shoved in between two people.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm sure we can talk to them about something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just going to buy your own ticket out there instead?
No, but I mean, we generally fly. Here's the only reason we do it. First class is not that expensive. And me and Jesse get to sit in two seats with a space in between us. It's great.
Or I get to sit in one seat that classifies as two seats.
Mailbag.
Why would you say that? Oh, all right. Instagram, you've done good to us. Let's skip over to Facebook.
No joke. I want 10 more questions, so be fast.
All right. Stop joking. Brian Alecki, do you foresee 2010 to 2015, Tom Brady Topps Chrome and Prizm graded inserts rising in value. Decent long-term investments, Boom, roasted.
Both decent, yes, but I like the long-term play with Topps with Brady for those years.
Isla Fishman.
I love Isla.
I feel like I always butcher that, but I think
Isla,
it's right.
Isla, your Bill Russell jersey will be in our new office, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, you got a Bill Russell jersey?
Months ago. Go.
Wow, I'm over here with Star Wars cards and here.
So not Lightning. We got nine more to go. Come on.
Do a little buy, hold, sell with the Warriors, he says. What would you do with the following players? Curry, Poole, Wiggins, Thompson.
Can you hear the router now? They are ripping into the walls. Set audio.
No, I can hear
for the audio. Curry, buy, hold, never sell. Klay Thompson, buy, sell when his stuff spikes when he comes back. Wiggins, hold short term and see what happens. Pool, I'm selling right now still. I still just don't have enough faith there. Next.
Okay. Let's see. Kevin Armstrong from today wants to know, with the Cincinnati Bearcats making the college football playoff, am I safe to assume I will be able to use all of my ungraded Nick Van Exel rookies to fund my children's college?
Nick Van Exel.
Exel.
Lakers, great. You are very safe to say that. Kevin.
Is that a real thing? Okay.
Nicky V. That's three. Seven more.
Matt Tillman, Mike Geo, what are your thoughts about AJ Dillon getting cards signed by other players and stamping them one of one?
I don't have any thoughts. I hadn't heard about it.
That's interesting.
Matt, do me a favor. Make a post in the... Matt's very active on social. Make a post in the group, Matt, with what you're talking about. Like, link the story or whatever. I didn't know this was a thing. I'm interested. I'd like to take a look.
Tag us in.
Because I don't know.
Thanks,
sorry,
Matt. That's Jared four. Latigo, whatever.
JT.
I'm new to the hobby and focus
What's
on...
What's his middle name, though? Is it JTT? Sorry.
I'm new to the hobby and focus on collecting wax and a couple players for my PC. The question is, what are your thoughts on PWCC versus DC Sports versus COMC? Would you send $100-ish level cards to one over the other? I'd send them to PC Sports Cards for me, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, for stuff like in that range, I would use eBay consigners, PC Sports Cards, or five-star seller, five-star cards. Those are the two who are linked on our websites. Those are the two guys I work with. Zach is a good dude, runs a good company. The other two guys are advertisers because we approached them in the beginning. They do good business. We like them. That's what I would do. But for that card range, yes. Now you start getting under the $20 range, Check Out My Cards may be a better option. PWCC, I don't think it's doing all that great on the smaller stuff, quite frankly. I could be wrong. Maybe that's changed, but no. I don't think it has. Five.
Half over. Let's see. Jeff Ng. Important seasonal question. Pro or anti-eggnog? Oh, God, pro. Oh, I love the stuff. Guzzle it. It's in my veins.
You know, it's interesting. I have probably tried a sip once or twice in my life. I could not, for the life of you, tell me what it tastes like or remember. I'm not kidding. Next time you come over, bring some. I don't think I've ever tried it.
Guys, this is really what the YouTube show is going to be all about. It's just introducing it's Mike true. To the world beyond cards. This is just upsetting.
That's true.
Chris,
bring some over today. You got to come help me finish that.
Chris Dandoy. That's a sweet name, Dandoy. Chris wants to know, great episode, as always, with Bill Simmons last week. After your discussion, are you a buy or hold with basketball goats such as Tim Duncan and Kobe?
I think there's an opportunity to buy, but I'm only telling you to do that if you are not in the flip game. Like, if you were asking me, I've always wanted a Duncan, when do I buy it so I can just hold it? That's my card to hold forever. And you have to be selective. Although in general, that era is down. There are some guys that are still very high. Duncan, though, somebody offered me a PSA 10 Topps Chrome the other day for $500. I have a couple. I still was almost like, man, that seems cheap. So if they're all-time greats and they're at an all-time post-COVID low and you're looking to hold, I think it's a good buy on a lot of that stuff. Yep.
Okay.
The Kobe market, too. Kobe's crashed so hard. It's probably not a bad time.
Hamish Rogers. Thank you, Hamish, for... I actually knew how to pronounce your name, funny enough, but he spelled it out for me. For someone wanting a LeBron rookie in the $700 to $1,000 price range, which is the better long-term investment? A PSA 9 Topps base or a PSA 7 Topps Chrome?
I like the Chrome. Ooh, yeah, I hate that it's two grades lower.
The 7?
Yeah, but 7's still near mint. I like the Chrome. I would like a 7 with good centering, though. If you're asking me, so if the 7 was also kind of like quite a bit off center, which most 7s will be, and the 9 was very centered, I may go the other way. But in general, I like that Chrome card.
Okay. Let's see. This one is actually, I wanted to ask this one last week, but it's back on Instagram. PLB cards. If SG... Hang on. Mike is doing something on his phone.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are you doing? What? You're laughing. You're just texting people for fun now.
I'm going to send you this message that I just got from Brian Rice, because this, I think, is phenomenal.
Is it good?
I don't think we can talk about this on the podcast right now.
Wait, but what would Brian send us that we wouldn't have privy
to? This is kind of interesting, actually.
Didn't talk about it.
It's called Snake Oil Salesman. It's an Instagram account.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, we don't need to get any more detail.
That's pretty funny, though. He said this may become your new favorite account. Okay.
Focus on the show, brother. PLB Cards says, if SGC has a reputation for being a tougher grader than PSA and cards and SGC slabs are cheaper, why would I ever buy a card for a PC and a PSA holder? Either the prices will even out over time, or I can get the card re-slabbed with PSA and expect the same or better grade. Please let me know if I'm missing something. I'm newer to the hobby and I don't care about the allure of PSA.
Yeah, so he's also in a unique position. He doesn't care about the allure. He's not all that interested in resale value because he's going to buy in at that lower level with SGC. So in that instance, you're absolutely right. Yeah, why wouldn't you? And I also think that over time, SGC closes the gap even a little bit more to PSA. But now, if you were grading a $10,000 card tomorrow, you go PSA. No question. But yeah, if you're in his situation, if you really just want the card and you want it to be, hey, a trustworthy company tells me this card is gem mint, I would put SGC's reputation for actually grading up against and ahead of anybody, period. And I think they're number two in resale. But yeah, in terms of actual, is the card grade accurate? I think they're as good as anybody. By the way, when are we going down to do that? I do want to do that walkthrough. I know they did the move and we had our crap going. Dude, I would like to do that for
I would love to do that too. I just...
Like fly down in the morning, fly home in the evening. Honestly.
Oh, that kind of quick turnaround.
Well, maybe one day. It's not going to be a weekend though. Like, yeah. I think it's a one day, get some cards graded, show people the process. That could be fun.
Okay, I'd be down to do
last
that.
Last question.
All right. I want to do a fun one.
Okay.
Thad Walker. You, sounds Tom like Brady, player. And Mac Jones are on a plane that crashes in the Andes. There okay. are no supplies. Only Ooh, two
Is this a live situation?
Just focus. There okay. are no supplies, only two sleeveless hoodies and a note from Belichick that says he'll be there in a month to pick up whoever wants it bad enough to survive. What happens? A, you and Jones eat Brady, ensuring a future for the Patriots. B, you and Brady eat Jones. Or C, you let the other two eat you, but you get to be buried with one of Brady's rings.
I got to go D, none of the above. I don't believe in cannibalism. I can't do it. Sorry.
That was a...
You yes, went. It's boring.
Stupid.
Okay, I'll take option E. I just survive. I'm a survivor compared to those two.
That's nice. You think Silver you could beat boys? Out? You think you could beat out Tommy Boy and Mac Jones?
One of them's well, 60, the and the other one.
Tom
one
would of fall apart if he didn't have yeah, his like
Brady. If he macro. Doesn't have his 8 pounds of kale in a day, is done. And Mac Jones is a 19-year-old. I like my chances.
I feel like your Boston street instincts would really help you in that situation in the Andes.
That's correct.
You fight a lot of wild dogs. Wolves are basically the same thing.
I'm taking those silver spoons out of their mouth. I use them to feed myself until Bill picks me up in a month. Boom, roasted. That's thanks, your show. Thad. We're done. Yeah, there you go. We'll be back on Thursday. I don't know what we're doing Thursday. We probably have some notes. We'll have some other crap by then.
Sure. Who? Why wouldn't we? be sure to check out Jesse's Playable.
Cool. All right. Yeah. So there you go. Make sure you check out the website, sportscardsnonsense.com. We have all of our sponsors, all the people we work with. If you need help with card services, check that out. The newsletter is something I have not been paying enough attention to lately, and I apologize. The newsletter comes out on Tuesdays now. You can sign up as a free link on the website. Sign up for it. We got a couple thousand subscribers now. It's picking up steam. I think somebody should really be paying us to sponsor that. I'm going to be honest with you, because the click-through rate, I had to actually read and do some research on what that was. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty good. I've been happy with the numbers.
It's pretty good. It's amazing.
We also have, I think we're going to be bringing on a new intern member to the team and giving Indy a nice little bump. Sean, I would like to know if this is true.
We are the same height. That is neat.
That is neat. Told me Indy really hates the name Indy.
No, he does not.
He told me he was being serious.
And you believe Sean. Sean, I need to hear that straight line about people's names.
I need to hear that from the intern's mouth. So there you go. We're done.
Message us privately after you hear this.
Instagram live tomorrow night talking about Mac's horrific defeat or his victorious triumphant victory in Buffalo. And Jesse's ripping his first box of Pop Century tomorrow night.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's exciting. All right, there you go. Brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, powered and paid for by Spotify in 2022 because we got re-signed.
Hello.
See you Thursday. Goodbye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.